Ever felt like you're drowning in emails and urgent tasks while important work remains untouched? You're not alone. Despite our abundance of productivity tools, we often feel less productive than ever. This paradox affects millions of professionals worldwide and has made the five choices required reading at companies like Google and Microsoft, where executives recognize that knowledge worker productivity represents their greatest competitive advantage. The book has sparked crucial conversations about work-life balance and digital wellness in an era where the boundaries between professional and personal time increasingly blur. At its core, the book reveals how reclaiming our attention in an age of constant distraction is the key to extraordinary productivity. The journey to extraordinary productivity begins with understanding three fundamental challenges. First, we're making more decisions than ever, an estimated 35,000 remotely conscious decisions daily as work shifts from manual to mental labor. Second, our attention faces unprecedented attacks, with interruptions occurring every 11 minutes on average. Third, we suffer from a personal energy crisis, as mentally demanding work depletes us, with decision fatigue setting in after just a few hours of cognitive work. Our brain operates with two fundamental systems, the reactive brain and the thinking brain. The reactive brain handles fight or flight responses automatically, evolved for survival and enabling reactions within milliseconds. The thinking brain, centered in the prefrontal cortex, allows conscious decision-making and can override impulses, though it requires significantly more energy. Through neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to form new neural pathways, we can rewire our brains to make better choices. This process, called executive function training, can improve decision-making capacity by up to 30% over time. Research shows 40% of our time goes to unimportant activities. For a 500-person organization with an average $50 hourly wage, this represents over $20 million wasted annually through unnecessary meetings, inefficient communication, constant context switching, and poor prioritization. The time matrix organizes time management around urgency and importance. Importance carries serious consequences if neglected, while urgency merely feels time-sensitive. Quadrant 1 contains urgent and important activities, crises requiring immediate attention. Necessary but draining, excessive Q1 time leads to burnout with minimal returns. Quadrant 3 holds urgent but unimportant activities, interruptions, unnecessary reports, and others minor issues. Many mistake Q3 for Q1, confusing activity with achievement. Quadrant 4 encompasses neither urgent nor important activities, excessive entertainment and gossip, often an escape from burnout. Quadrant 2 activities are important but not urgent, proactive work, high-impact goals, planning, relationship building, and learning. Unlike reactive quadrants, Q2 requires deliberate choice and delivers exponentially higher returns. Our urgency addiction stems from dopamine, which rewards task completion. While naturally reinforcing productivity, we can become addicted to urgency itself, creating artificial time pressures just for the satisfaction of completion. This addiction manifests in common behaviors, claiming to work best under pressure, procrastinating until deadlines create emergencies, becoming accommodators who create dependency, and fearing rejection by saying no. The solution lies in mastering pause, clarify, decide, interrupting your reactive brain to assess importance before acting. Simply asking, "Is this important?" helps maximize the return on each moment. Extraordinary doesn't mean perfectionism or meeting others' expectations. It means identifying what creates the most value in your life. Many people never clarify what's truly important and get hijacked by urgency, leaving them feeling unsatisfied despite constant activity. The most effective Q2 action is narrowing focus to your few most important current roles, evaluating performance in each, and defining success. Select roles representing key relationships and responsibilities relevant to your present life, not future aspirations. Choose roles meaningful to you that express your deepest values and highest contributions while balancing work and personal life. Limit yourself to 5 to 7 roles. After identifying key roles, honestly assess your performance in each as underperforming, ordinary, or extraordinary. This creates a visual spidergram showing where you excel and where you're lacking. Transform your roles into decision-making guides by anchoring your purpose in a Q2 role title and crafting a Q2 role statement. In 1967, futurist Herman Kahn predicted that by 2000, productivity technologies would create so much leisure time that people would work just 30 hours weekly with 13 weeks of vacation. Instead, our productivity technologies have made us slaves to their constant notifications. Technology has amplified urgency addiction tenfold, making it intensely addictive. We often mistake responding to texts and tweets for productivity when we're merely being distracted from truly important activities like relationship building and focused work. The first step in making technology your servant rather than your master is evaluating your relationship with it through the time matrix lens. Are you using technology in Q3/Q4 ways, responding to unimportant urgencies, or wasting time on meaningless activities? The essential information we need to manage forms the core four: appointments, things to do at specific times; tasks, things to do that aren't scheduled; contacts, information about people; and notes/documents, other information we want to track. Bringing order begins with seeing incoming information through this lens and creating a system to manage it all. Modern life creates exhaustion syndrome through constant stress, poor diet, and insufficient sleep and exercise. We celebrate overwork while neglecting renewal, damaging our brain's decision-making capacity and pushing us toward mindless activities. Mental energy stems from purpose and physical well-being. Your Q2 role statement generates motivation by connecting you to meaningful contributions you can make, fueling extraordinary effort. The five energy drivers are: 1. Move. Your body was designed for movement, benefiting your brain. 2. Eat. Quality food fuels optimal brain performance. 3. Sleep. Essential for learning and memory. 4. Relax. Managing stress improves performance. And 5. Connect. Positive relationships nourish the brain. High performers understand that extraordinary productivity isn't about constant activity, but balancing exertion with deliberate recovery. In competitive sports, focus has shifted from avoiding overtraining to preventing under-recovery, recognizing that recovery deserves as much attention as training itself. Extraordinary productivity comes from being conscious in the moment, taking small steps each day to be aware of our surroundings, colleagues, and opportunities for high-value decisions. When we live this way, days become more rewarding and fulfilling. Creating a Q2 culture involves sharing the time matrix with colleagues and using consistent language like, "Is this a Q1? When something demands attention, ask, "Which quadrant is this in?" followed by clarifying questions about timing and priorities. Research shows people spend over 50% of their time on urgent activities and over 40% on unimportant ones, with only about 30% on what really matters. True productivity depends on intentional brain use, not autopilot. We need to develop the habit of being intentional about everything we do. A series of extraordinary days creates an extraordinary life, and it all begins with 5 simple choices about how we manage our decisions, attention, and energy.